With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From the Berkshires to the Sound. From wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the program. I'm your host, Rob Parker. Another great episode for you. Coming up on the program, we'll talk with former Major League pitcher C.J. Nikowski. He'll drop by. Also, Zach Buchanan, he covers the Arizona Diamondbacks for The Athletic, and the Diamondbacks have a surprising start to the season. That plus Foul or Fair. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Say it isn't so for the Texas Rangers. My goodness. Jacob DeGrom will have surgery, Tommy John surgery, and will be lost for this year, next year, and is looking to return in 2025. You know, the AL West leading Texas Rangers signed him to a big deal in the offseason, 5 years, $185 million. They knew they were rolling the dice when you get a two-time Cy Young Award winner, but he's had nothing but injury issues with the Mets. He's constantly hurt, but they rolled the dice on a guy who turns 35 later this month, and the goal was to, you know, try to give them an ace at the top of the rotation, give this team a chance to win. They've been playing incredibly well because they have a great lineup hitting-wise and some other stuff, but, you know, it's a big blow. It really is a big blow. The Rangers had won all six games that DeGrom started before he got hurt. DeGrom was 2-0. In those six games. But, man, it is a blow that Jacob DeGrom just can't stay healthy. Disappointing because when he's healthy, and that's a big question mark, when he's healthy, he's the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, it's hard to argue with that if you look at the numbers and what he was able to do. But let's just face it, it was a crapshoot. DeGrom was limited to just 156 in the third innings. Over 26 starts in his last 2 years in New York with the Mets. So it tells you how rough it has been for him to stay healthy.
Number two.
Man, what a season it's been for Texas Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien. On Tuesday night against the St. Louis Cardinals, he had a two-run double in the fourth inning, and it extended his major league leading hitting streak to 25. Games, 25 straight games going into Wednesday. Man, has he been on a tear. It's the longest streak in the majors this season and the longest of Semien's career. Semien has also reached base in 33 consecutive games. And if you remember, Semien had the big year 2 years ago with Toronto, hit the most home runs in a single season by a second baseman, came to Texas, signed a big deal but struggled. And it wasn't the same kind of season last year, his first year in Arlington. But man, has he turned it around, batting over 300. Now he has this big 25-game hitting streak coming into Wednesday. What a season it's been for Marcus Semien. And he's a big reason why the Rangers are in first place in the AL West.
Number three.
Amazing. Luis Arraez is batting 401 coming into Wednesday. Hello, is this on? Yes. We're in early June, and he's batting 401. We know there's a long way to go. There's still 4 months to go to a regular season. And for a guy to try to hit 400, we always remember Ted Williams was the last one to bat 400. 406, if you can believe that. And that was back in 1941. I mean, that's how long ago that was. 406 during the 1941 season. And, you know, we've had some players. George Brett made a run at it. Tony Gwynn, ready, in 1994, batted 394. George Brett in 1980 batted 390. Incredible numbers. Rod Carew, 1977, 388. Larry Walker in 1999 batted 379. So it's no easy task to try to hit 400. And I just think this is so hard. With not only like the travel is definitely bigger and better, I mean, and tougher, but also the scrutiny and all the coverage that would happen as you go forward. You know, when Ted Williams was batting 406 in 1941, it wasn't the scrutiny that you get now. It just wasn't. And some of these other guys had great starts and just couldn't close the deal. Tony Gwynn, 394. I mean, that was incredible. And, of course, I remember George Brett, the Hall of Fame third baseman who flirted with 400. This guy had a 400 going into late September and then faded over the last 13 games and finished batting 390. So it's going to be tough, but what a story it is. And if you're a Marlins fan and you're looking at this young second baseman saying, man, this dude is fun to watch. He doesn't strike out a lot, puts the ball in play. And so far, 401 in June coming into Wednesday's action is pretty darn impressive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome in former Major League pitcher C.J. Nitkowski, who played 10 years in the big leagues, broken with the Cincinnati Reds in 1995, and is busy in his post-Major League Baseball career. He's a Rangers, Texas Rangers color guy on television. Also has a radio show on Sirius XM, MLB Network Radio. And I knew him back in his Detroit days when I was a reporter there. What's happening, CJ? How are you?
Rob, I'm doing great, man. Good to catch up with you. How you been?
Always good. Yes, indeed, man. And the Rangers are a story. It's great to talk to you. And how surprised are you at where they are? They made a lot of moves last year. They spent like $500 million on up the middle with Seager and Semien. They signed DeGrom in the offseason, so they spent some money. Are you surprised they're in first place? Here we are in early June.
I mean, they're definitely exceeding expectations, but they also came into the season expecting to contend and compete. I think we all looked at the Houston Astros and knew, you know, what a juggernaut they have been over recent years and that they were going to be a problem. And so the fact that they're in first place here in early June with a pretty decent lead, I think it's probably safe to say that part of it is a little bit of a surprise, but there's a lot of things clicking for this team. And, you know, you mentioned the last couple of off seasons, they threw a lot of money at this roster, but they've also done a good job of getting some pieces from within, some pre-arbitration guys that are not expensive that are contributing in really big ways as well. And so they've kind of been clicking on all cylinders for the most part this year, but maybe no bigger surprise than how good the offense has been. One of the best, if not the best, in baseball, depending on what metric you look at.
Let's start here, and the offense has been incredible. But Jacob DeGrom, I mean, you know you're rolling the dice with him. He wasn't able to stay healthy in New York with the Mets. You sign him anyway, 5 years, $185 million. He wins his gets 2 wins in his first 6 starts, and now he's out with Tommy John. What's the psyche or the blow to the team not having him, knowing he's not coming back this year or next year? And who do they replace a guy like DeGrom with?
Yeah, so it's been interesting because he's been out since April 28th, right? And so, he was really good in those 6 starts. The Rangers went 6-0 in his starts. They had the best winning percentage of baseball since he's been on the IL. And that has to do with the fact that guys have stepped in. And so when they started putting this pitching staff together in the offseason, it wasn't just Jacob DeGrom. It was Nate Eovaldi, who's been terrific. They brought in Andrew Heaney. They also brought back Martin Perez to go along with John Gray, who had already signed a 4-year deal the previous year. They brought in Jake Odorizzi for depth. Jake Odorizzi got hurt, and he's going to miss the whole year as well. But in the meantime, Dane Dunning, who was a starter last year, did okay. Some ups and downs for him. Had hip surgery in the offseason or toward the end of the year. Was going to be also one of those depth pieces. Well, he has stepped into DeGrom's spot in the rotation and has been terrific. And he's 5-1 now after being in the bullpen for a little while and doing great there. He's been a huge part of what's going on here. So, while nobody looks at him necessarily to replace Jacob DeGrom, they're two completely different kind of pitchers. He's been really good, and he's helped keep the team afloat. The offense has carried it as well. But he's been the guy. The bigger issue now going forward is what happens if they need another guy, right? So those two depth pieces in Dunning and Odorizzi, who were not expected to be in the rotation when the season started. Odorizzi is out for the year. Dunning is in. And so those first two pieces are no longer available. Where do you go from here is probably one of the bigger questions if another need arises. But as it stands right now, they like their starting five.
Our guest is CJ Nitkowski, former Major League pitcher. He does color on Rangers television, also has a show on Sirius XM MLB Network Radio. Let me ask you about Marcus Semien. Signed a big deal last year, came over, remember, set the record for most home runs by a second baseman in a single season, and struggled last year. It was an okay season, not terrible, but okay. And this year, coming into Wednesday, CJ, 25-game hitting streak, what is he doing different? Is he just more relaxed, maybe not trying to live up to the contract and just play, or what is it?
I think the big thing with Marcus, and he's talked about this, you know, both him and Corey Seager last year signed those huge deals. If you remember, they signed their contracts, and then we had the lockout. And for 99 days, guys couldn't get together, couldn't talk, there wasn't anything going on. The guys could talk among themselves, but they couldn't get together as a team. There was no official stuff going on. And so you're talking about trying to get settled after signing that big deal, and you really couldn't. Once everything got done, then we had 3 weeks abbreviated spring training, and I kind of put both of them in the same category together because we listened to them talk about it. But for Marcus and for Corey, you know, the relatively kind of quiet guys need a little time to get to know everybody and get comfortable, and that didn't exist. And they both got off to slow starts. Marcus in particular, we didn't see his first home run until late May last year. And no doubt it started to snowball a little bit because you are trying to make an impression. You are trying to show that you deserve the contract. You're trying to impress new teammates. new coaches, new fan base, new front office, all of it. And it's just hard to kind of get away from him a little bit. He's been completely different this year, much more relaxed, went through last year, much more comfortable, got off to a great start, and back to doing what he does well, which is hitting the fastball, not missing it, being a great leadoff hitter, being out there every single day. He's kind of a modern-day Ironman by today's standards. And he's also driving in runs, which is not an easy thing to do when you're a leadoff hitter. That is more of a product of the guys that are hitting eighth and ninth in the lineup and getting on base. But it's all gone right for Marcus. And he's always been a great example, as I've always really liked him a lot. He's always been well-respected, works his tail off, and a lot of guys will fall in line behind him because of it. But I think it has more than anything than to do with the fact that he had a full spring training, got a little taste last year, and was much more comfortable when the season started this year.
Last thing about manager Bruce Bochy, who came out of retirement, and, people were a little surprised, come down to the Rangers with three World Series championships in his back pocket. What difference has he made with this organization?
Yeah, he's been big. I mean, I think legitimacy as far as that track record that you're talking about, we know that the expectations were already raised because of what we saw with the roster moves. Now it's gotten to the point where you bring him in and everything just kind of feels elevated, right? He doesn't come to kind of work to help a team try to get back to contention and work their way there. He's ready to contend right away. So you get the legitimacy of what his history is and what he has done and how that elevates everybody else in the clubhouse. The flip side also that goes along with that, he's a very even-keeled guy, and the players have talked about with some consistency that there's just something about when he's in the room, when he's leading, when he's addressing the team, it just takes the pressure off everybody. Because he's been there and done that, but he also has kind of this softer side to him that you're just comfortable around, and he's a joy to speak with. But he does that without losing a competitive edge, right? Trying to find the balance of those two things, I think, can be a struggle sometimes for managers. But it's very obvious that Bruce Bochy is ultra-competitive as well. And when it's time to work and when it's time to get it done, he's going to ask his guys to do that. And what's been really kind of neat to see with him is that even when the couple of times where they've had to use young players, there's no soft landings. There's no easing them in. There's a championship caliber mentality here now. And so as an example, this kid Grant Anderson gets called up, never pitched the big leagues. They need some help in the bullpen. And Boach throws him in a game with the potential time run at second base. Like, there is no one to make it easy on you. If you're in the fire right away, I need to know if I can trust you. Those kinds of things that we've seen with some consistency and a little bit of that old school feel, I think has meant the world, and it's been a huge difference for this organization.
His name is C.J. Nitkowski, former Major League pitcher and Texas Rangers color man on television. C.J., thanks so much for your insight and your knowledge, my friend. Thank you.
Of course, Rob. Always great to talk with you.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh, my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Yankee slugger Aaron Judge was placed on the IL after injuring his big toe making a catch on Saturday in Los Angeles. J.R., is it foul or fair to say that the Yankees are worried about a return of nagging injuries that have plagued him throughout his career?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Potential injury is always a concern for Judge. Despite the fact that he managed to stay healthy last season, he's already had a few bumps and bruises. Let's be honest. Before he went down, the Yankees were 18-1 in games he homered and were clawing their way back into the AL East race, cutting into that huge lead that the Tampa Bay Rays had earlier in the season, and trying to surpass second-place Baltimore, who has been able to stay just ahead of the Yankees thanks to some hot hitting by a former Yankee named Aaron Hicks. We know Judge is the straw that stirs the Yankees. Thankfully, their other big bopper, Giancarlo Stanton, the artist formerly known as Mike, is back. So that will ease some of the loss. But like you mentioned on MLB Central in your MLB Bro video on Wednesday morning, Rob, Judge just does so much more than hit home runs. They will miss his glove and leadership even for this short stint. Thank goodness it's only until Tuesday when he's scheduled to return in a series against Oakland. But they can't afford these injuries or for him to miss any time if they are going to catch the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Something is happening in Cincinnati, whether people are noticing or not. On Tuesday, the Queen City was electrified by the MLB debut of top five infield prospect Ellie De La Cruz. The number five prospect in baseball, the 6'5", 200-pound 21-year-old, has been breaking StatCast all season long down in AAA, and he's finally brought his talents to Great American Ballpark. Even at his young age, at a high level, De La Cruz has recorded the hardest hit ball in baseball this season in MLB or AAA, 118.8-mile-per-hour double on May 9th. Incredibly, in that same game, Ellie homered from each side of the plate in consecutive innings. Those were hit at 116.6 and 117.1 miles per hour. In the StatCast era, no player had ever recorded three batted balls at 116 miles per hour or higher in one game. In fact, no team had ever done it either. The only other players to record two such batted balls in one game were Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. And by the way, in his first big league game, Ellie roped a double at 112 miles per hour in his second at bat, the hardest hit ball by a Reds player this season, no big deal. It's not only with the bat. De La Cruz has dazzled in the field too, recording the hardest throw on any infield putout of the year, a 99.2 mile per hour throw on May 5th. He even cracked the 100 mile per hour barrier on an error back on May 12th. It's not often when a prospect comes up that can do things no other player can. It's even crazier when he's 21-year-old cleanup hitter looking to change the entire fortunes of a franchise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Zach Buchanan. He's with The Athletic, and he covers the Arizona Diamondbacks. Zach, welcome to the podcast. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No doubt. What a surprise. Here we are coming into Wednesday. The D-backs 36-25, one-game lead over the Dodgers. How surprised are you as a guy who covers the team that they are in first place? I mean, it's still a long way to go. We got it, but still – what a great start for the D-backs.
It is a great start. And I would say that I am surprised that they're in first place and that I think at the moment are tied for the best record in the National League. But I'm not surprised that they are playing well. I think a lot of us who have been watching this team, especially last year, and who had been paying attention to kind of the accumulation of talent they had in the farm system, would have predicted that they were going to take a noticeable step forward this year. But it is surprising that they're in first place, both because, you know, they were, I mean, 2 years ago, they were 51-111, I think. They were just terrible, absolutely horrible. And last year they were a losing club. And even this year, they're getting some tremendous performances across their roster, but there's still some soft spots in the bullpen, at the back of the rotation and in certain spots in the lineup. And they've been able to transcend those so far to be one of the best teams in baseball.
Manager Torey Lovullo, I mean, got a 1-year contract extension through 2024. He's been there 7 years, one playoff appearance. But obviously management, ownership feels good about where the team is headed. So Torrey got rewarded. Were you surprised by that move?
I wasn't surprised that they extended him. I was maybe surprised that it was only for 1 year. It was more surprising when they extended him late, like with a couple days left in the 2021 season, after they had lost over 100 games. It was the second worst season in team history. And they made that move at that time basically to assert that Torrey is not the problem here. We're not going to lay this at his feet that this team is this bad. And it was kind of a show of faith that he was the right guy to lead the team going forward. And they made the same move last year, I think in August. They'd been playing better. They were not going to be a playoff team. There was still some ground to gain, but they again handed him a 1 year extension, said, look, he's our guy. We want to stick with him. And now 1 year again, Torrey is already one of the longer tenured managers in baseball at this point. I think this is his seventh season. Every other coach in professional sports in Arizona and in Phoenix has been fired and replaced since he moved here. But it was a little surprising that it wasn't a longer deal for him. Now a kind of underrated aspect of this is that, Mike Hazen hinted that maybe they didn't want to go longer because it's possible that many key members of the front office, have deals that expire after this season. And it's pretty rare to have a manager sign for longer than the GM who hired him. So that may be a factor to look into going into this offseason. But given the way the team is playing, I don't think anybody's thinking that any major shakeups are coming.
That makes sense. It does. Zach Buchanan is our guest here on the podcast, Inside the Parker. He covers the D-back for The Athletic. Let's talk about what's gone right. Corbin Carroll, the center fielder, 10 home runs, 25 RBIs, 287 batting average coming into Wednesday. Talk about Carroll.
He's just a superlative talent. The way he's playing now, he's easily the favorite for Rookie of the Year in the National League. He's probably going to make the All-Star team at this point. He leads the team and wins above replacement, at least in the Baseball Reference version of the stat. And he's playing at a level that I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps it up, that he gets some MVP votes. He's just a really unique, one-of-a-kind player. I think that's reflected in how the Diamondbacks gave him an unprecedented extension for a player with less than 100 days of Major League service before the season began. It's the second biggest contract this team has ever given out, behind Zach Greinke's mega deal several years ago. And I think the second he showed up in the organization, they knew that they had something really unique, kind of a once-in-a-generation player that few teams get to enjoy.
I was in the ballpark on Saturday when the D-backs hosted the Braves, and he made a great catch in center field, so he flashes leather too.
Yeah, I mean, he's really got a well-rounded game, which is somewhat surprising for a guy who's maybe only 5'10", 185. He's one of the fastest players in baseball, if not the fastest. That's the part of his game that shows up the most obviously. So you see it in the outfield. You especially see it on the base paths. But he also has a really mature approach. You know, he spends a lot of time studying opposing pitchers and tendencies, and he really goes up to the plate with a plan. It's pretty hard to get him out of that plan. But for me, the most surprising part of his game is the power. He doesn't have this Ken Griffey-like fluid lefty swing. It looks more slap hitty, but it's not slap hitty. Yeah, I've seen him hit so many balls that you look like maybe he's just going to shoot a ball the opposite gap, and it carries over the fence. And, you know, he's got, I think, 10 home runs right now. I mean, that puts him on pace for 25, 26, 27, something like that. You'll take that any day out of your everyday center fielder. You don't see a lot of players like that anymore.
Let's finish up with Zach Gallen. 7-2, 2.72 ERA coming into Wednesday. Man, having him at the top of the rotation, he's been good for them.
He has been. Gallen, I think, has some of the same ingredients that Corbin Carroll has in terms of his mental makeup. He's an incredibly competitive, motivated guy, but he's also very just kind of spurred on by this internal drive to keep getting better. He's a bit of a perfectionist in that way. And I think that's kind of reflected in the way he pitches. You know, he has some really good stuff, but he's not like he's out there throwing 99. He's throwing in the, 94, 95, 96, but he's really working these secondary pitches. He's got really good command, and he really knows how to set up hitters. And, you know, he's been pretty much good since the second he showed up on the scene, first in Miami and then in Arizona after he was traded for Jazz Chisholm. He's really only had one, mediocre season, but he's done this long enough now that, I think he's a Cy Young front runner this year, at least based on results at this moment. And I think it's safe to say that he is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Last thing, simple yes or no question. Will the Diamondbacks win the division? Yes or no, Zach Buchanan?
That's a tough one. If you would ask me make the playoffs, I would say yes. And win the division, I don't think so. Okay. I think it's a tough road to hoe. And the Dodgers, until that someone really knocks them out off the scene, I'm going to have to believe it's going to be them.
His name is Zach Buchanan, covers the Diamondbacks for The Athletic. Thanks for all the knowledge. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 455 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's because of the anticipation of players who come up from the minor leagues. In the NBA, you know all about them. They're coming from college. The NFL, same thing. They're coming from college. You know about them. They're stars in their own right. In Major League Baseball, you hear about a player. They're drafted. You didn't really watch them when they played college baseball or wherever they came from, if they came from a foreign country or whatever. And then here they are. You hear about them, you read about them, how they're progressing. And then we saw the loud ovations for each plate appearance yesterday in Cincinnati for Ellie De La Cruz, who started at third base at 21 years old, a hot prospect for the Reds. They believe this guy is the real deal, is the future of the Cincinnati Reds. And, Cincinnati did pull off a huge victory on Tuesday with a 9-8 walk-off victory over the Dodgers. But there seemed to be even more excitement about Ellie De La Cruz making his first appearance in the major leagues. He reached base three times, got his first hit, major league hit, a third inning double, and he had two walks. He scored a run. But if you just want to hear the electricity and the ovations he got, it tells you the anticipation for this kid and the expectations from the fans, and just the whole pure joy of finally seeing a guy you only heard about make it to the major leagues. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, It's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.